Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen. Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. We have a very special episode today. Today is the 20th of July, which is, of course, the date of the moon landing, or for the sake of my guest, I will say the supposed moon landing. And I do have with us an expert on this supposed landing, Mr. Patsy Kennedy from the radio show Don't Believe It.
Thank you for having me here. You know, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for saying also supposed, because yes, too many people just take it for granted that there was a moon landing, but in this case, there was not a moon landing. So, you know, it's good to know that you are able to have an open mind when it comes to not believing it, which is what, you know, that's what we advocate on the show, you know, be ready to not believe, because sometimes there's things you shouldn't even believe. And the moon landing, like I said, is one of those things.
Right, right.
No, and that's good. I know Jordan is, Jordan who runs the podcast, he's a skeptic. He likes to be skeptical of things. So I'm sure he'll appreciate the segment being, as you said, skeptical of the moon landing.
Yeah, you know, because, okay, let's go through this. They say that in whatever, the 60s or something, they landed on the moon, right? But there's so much evidence that says that, no, that's probably not the case. Let's look at number one, okay? Number one is, if you landed on the moon in the 60s, why is it that there's nothing going on now, you know? If we actually got to the moon, don't you think that we would be doing stuff on the moon by now? Because, like, how many other things that we started in the 60s that we're not even bothered doing anything with at all, right?
No, that's true. I mean, that's progress. So, the lack of progress in lunar exploration or lunar colonization even.
Yeah, colonization is what we were led to believe from many books that I've read, that this is where we were going. But look, I think it's more likely, okay, that they said, well, we need a little boost, right? We're going to pretend we got to the moon, and then we'll start working on it then. You know, we promised we'd get to the moon, we didn't. So we'll start working on it, and we'll do everything we can, and we'll pretend we keep going to the moon. And by the time we get, you know, far enough along, we'll have figured out how to really get to the moon, and then we can just say, oh, look, we got to the moon, and we're going to start moving people up there, you know, people who are interested or people who are undesirable, perhaps. I don't know what their exact plan was. But the point is, yeah, look, we used to have, in the 60s, we had, you know, record players, and now we have MP3 players. It's a big difference. There's a lot of advancement there. So I'm just saying, where is the advancement, right? That's a good point. But that's not actually evidence. That's, you know, kind of a lack of something. Saying, pointing to a lack of something doesn't really prove it so much.
Well, no, you don't need to resort to that, though, even. You're right, because there's actual hard documented evidence. For example, there's a picture you might see where there's a moon rock that has like a letter C on it. And the reason it does that is because that moon rock was copyrighted, right? And the people said, you can use my moon rock in your moon landing faking, but you have to put a copyright symbol on it because we own that rock. But then, like I said, but then you could see it in the picture, so it gives it away. And you can look at that. You can look up online. They have a picture of it. That's why that's there.
Well, who would have thought that, you know, things like intellectual property would spoil the moon landing?
The supposed moon landing, the fake moon landing, yeah. You know, that's why intellectual property is a powerful thing. In addition, if you look at what the astronaut said, I forget what his name is, but the one who came out, right? He says, this is like a small step for man.
He said one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Right. But there's an error in that. I don't know if you know.
Right. No, there is, because man and mankind.
No. I meant because he's saying it was a giant leap, but it was faked. So it wasn't actually true. And so you can tell from the way he says it, he doesn't really mean it. It's not really a giant leap because they're just faking it on a soundstage.
Oh, right. No, okay. I'll have to listen to it again.
Well, you should. Listen to it again and you'll hear it. Oh, people always say to me, oh, hey, Patsy Kennedy, if it's a faked moon landing, how come they are jumping like there's not a lot of gravity? Right?
That's a good question. That is a very good question, actually.
Well, that's easy. Did you ever hear of a moon bounce? That's what they named the moon landing after, is the moon bounce that they were bouncing on. It was an inflatable landscape, okay? And you put the astronaut in it. Not to mention, do you see those big bulky astronaut uniforms? They look like they're so heavy, right?
Yeah, because I understand they weigh quite a bit, right?
No, and here's why. Because they actually are filled with helium. Now, obviously, the human body is still heavy enough to generally weigh down the helium-filled suit. But on a moon bounce, all right, filled with helium, they can jump a lot smoother.
smoother, a lot slower. It looks like a moon bounce. That's how they're doing this moon, the moon bounce, as they call it, named after the moon bounce that they filmed it in. That's how that happens. But what about that he sticks a flag in it? If it was a moon bounce, wouldn't it deflate? That's a very good question. I've had that question before, though, and I've got it covered. Basically, all you gotta do is, the problem is, the flag? Yeah, there wasn't a flag there. That was done with computer graphics.
Hold on, it was 19...
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say it was 1969, right?
Was it 1969?
Yeah, I think so. Then how did they have computer graphics? They didn't have computer graphics back then. Well, this is part of the conspiracy. This is what I'm trying to teach you people, all right? If the government says, we don't have computer graphics, why are you going to just believe it just because they say that? Don't believe it, all right? If they say we don't have computer graphics, they might be lying. They had computer graphics back then. And the conspiracy is that they have been holding back computer graphics from the public to make it look like they didn't have computer graphics back then. All right? You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that they make computer graphics look bad for a long time so that we would believe the moon landing, but don't believe it.
That's very interesting. Now, let me ask you this, Patsy. What first clued you in personally? What first made you realize that this moon landing was fake and was staged?
That is a good question, and it's easy to answer because it is so prominent in my mind, all right, that I can remember it very easily. The first thing that really clued me in that there's something awry, all right, was did you ever see the moon lander, all right? And on the outside of the moon lander, there is a little American flag picture, and underneath that it says United States. And I was like, at first I was a kid, you know, I didn't know anything. I was just like, yeah, United States, that's what that flag means, you know. Hey, it's all good. But then it occurred to me, why are they putting the name on the outside? They launched the ship. They know what it is, right? And if there's nobody living on the moon, which is what they would have us believe, then who is going to see that United States in order to read it? It doesn't make any sense. And that's when I remembered the term cabbage head. Have you ever heard this term cabbage head?
No. I guess, is that like what a Cabbage Patch doll has?
No. What it is if you're watching a TV show, right, and a character is supposed to be an expert on something, but they have to play dumb in order to make the audience know something that the character should know. So, for example, if you're watching Star Trek and Mr. Spock has been to Starfleet Academy and he says, you know, what is breakfast? And then Captain Kirk has to explain what breakfast is. Obviously, he knows what breakfast is. He lived at Starfleet Academy. He lived on Earth. He knows what breakfast is. But why they say that is so that the people in the audience who don't know what breakfast is, it would be explained to them. All right. So the point is, the reason it's United States there is so that the people at home would go, okay, I understand now that this is the United States landing on the moon.
So they wouldn't think it was Russia.
No, yeah, because that's a good point. If they hadn't put the American flag and United States, then Russia could have stole the footage, release it first, and say, hey, Russia on the moon, right? They could have done that. So that's why they put the flag everywhere. But, like I said, if there's nobody living on the moon, who's going to read on the outside of the capsule, right? Doesn't make any sense. That's what clued me in. That's what started the wheels turning in my head so I would know things, so that I would understand. And that was the first time I really said to myself, why do I believe it? They said it, and I believe it. Why is that? You know what? Don't believe it.
Very good. Now, let me ask you this. Supposedly, companies all over the world are working on tourist space travel, meaning that you could get into a space shuttle and be launched into space. Now, so far, I believe it's just into you know, orbit. It's not to the moon. But if they were to take that step, all right, and put it to a moon voyage, let's say, would you be willing to go and check it out and find the truth whether or not this was there?
No, look, now hold on, all right? First of all, it would be a lot of money. I'm not going to waste my money because here's why. If somebody else wants to pay, I'll go. I'll say that. But here's why. Because I'm not going to believe it, all right? I'll tell you. Because I already, without even going to the moon, I can already think of multiple ways that they could fake the evidence that they had been to the moon before. Here's how. All right, here's number one. I got a couple ways. Here's the first way. They don't actually go, you don't even go to the moon. If I get into a capsule, a spaceship, whatever, all right, and I think I'm launching, how do I know I'm launching? What's the evidence? Yeah, I can see out the window that the ground is getting further away, but that's the same thing I see at Disney World on the Peter Pan ride when all of a sudden I'm flying over London. Not only am I not flying really high in the air, that's not even really London. I'm still in Florida at the time. So what I'm saying is, how do I know I'm really flying? And now I know you're going to say, well, other people can see you launching as well. Well, for all I know, right, they put me into a secret chamber, simulate flight, and shoot a missile up into the air, and everybody goes, oh, there they are. And when it's up high enough, it blows up. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of garbage in the orbit, so how would you even know? Right? Number two. Okay, here's number two. Let's say for a moment, and this is really pushing the limit, but let's say for a moment that there really is the ability to fly into space to where the moon is, right? Let's say they've developed that technology, and when I get into the ship, I actually am going to the moon, all right? That means they had plenty of opportunity to fly up already and put fake stuff down. They could say, oh, look, let's take a picture. We have the pictures from the fake moon landing. Let's just make it look like that. And then they would carefully lay down dust and put feet prints right at the right places and a little fake flag and a little fake land. They had plenty of time. If they could actually get to the moon. So, even if I were to get to the moon and see the moon lander right there, you don't believe this. It doesn't make any sense. Don't believe it.
Or is there anything that would prove to you that the moon landing did happen?
What do you mean?
Well, can you imagine a situation where you get some information and then you go, all right, I guess the moon landing happened.
Well, yeah, I can imagine anything, you know, sure. But it's not going to happen because it didn't. The only way that that would be possible, right, is if the moon landing had happened and it didn't. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would be a different reality, so to speak. Like, I probably wouldn't even not believe in the moon landing in the first place if it happened. The only reason I don't believe is because it never happened in the first place. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to believe something that is totally untrue, and I'm not going to not believe something that is totally true. So you saying what would convince me that it's true is you're making a fallacious argument because you are, in asking that, assuming that it happened when it didn't. You're not allowing for the possibility that it didn't happen. You're supposing that it did, and I'm saying it didn't. So you know, I can't answer that because you've begged the question. You've lined everything up against me. That's an unfair question.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it unfair.
No, you probably didn't even realize you were doing it. Don't worry about it. But I'm trained to look at these things logically and see what is going on and stuff like that. So I see these things more clearly than you do, I'm sure. But listen, it's not, I mean, that's the way it is. There isn't a moon landing. That's why I don't believe it. It's not going to be true. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show, Patsy.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And if you want to hear my show, it's, of course, as everybody knows, it's on KSAC, KSAC, over in New Mexico, Roswell. So please, I'm sure we are on the internet somewhere. You can stream us, things like that. And we do the show. It's called Don't Believe It. And, you know, don't believe the things that people are telling you about it. It's all true.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you all for listening to Frank Allen Interviews. This has been a very special moon landing edition.
Supposed moon landing edition.
Well, no, it's really an edition. It's not supposed.
But it's a supposed moon landing.
Right, okay. Well, supposed moon landing edition of Frank Allen Interviews. We will be seeing you soon.